Some of the most visible activity by Iraq's Shia is taking place in the city of Al-Qut. A Shiite leader has occupied City Hall there. American troops have faced protests for 4 straight days, and the U.S. charges that the protests may be supported by nearby Iran. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from Al-Qut.
The man who says he's leading this city is named Saeed Abbas. U.S. Marines say he looks like Santa Claus to them. He's a burly man with a white beard, a benign smile, and a traditional Arab head covering, a kafia. He was once imprisoned by Saddam Hussein's regime. He thanks Americans for removing Saddam, but says he doesn't need their help now. The Americans said they came to liberate us, Abbas says. If this is so, we're friendly with them. But if they want to force us to do things, we refuse. Yesterday, Abbas welcomed some American visitors into the local equivalent of the mayor's office. He sat behind a glass-topped desk. He sat beneath a white ceiling, ornamented as richly as a wedding cake. He was holding court. 2 Shia religious leaders sat on either side of him. Around the room sat several local tribal leaders, older men, wearing pinstripe suits. Until a few days ago, Saddam Hussein's local representative ruled from this office, a man who's since disappeared. Before the Marines could arrive in this city, Saeed Abbas moved in, and so did a pack of demonstrators who now spend all day outside on the lawn. They've also been following American troops around the city. Yesterday, U.S. troops began moving through Qut, trying to examine the local schools. They're hoping to remove weapons that Iraqi forces stockpiled there and open the schools for the first time in weeks. But as they moved around, protesters chanted, "No, no, Chalabi." That's a criticism of Ahmed Chalabi, an Iraqi exile leader who was supported by some members of the Bush administration to become an Iraqi national leader. The crowd included a man named Hatem.
Yes, yes, for Islam. No Chalabi, no Saddam.
No Chalabi, no Saddam?
No Chalabi, no Saddam.
Why no Chalabi?
Yes, yes, for Islam.
Why no Chalabi?
We want Shia, Shia.
We want Shia, Hatem said. All around town, people have passed out posters and T-shirts bearing a picture of a Shia cleric who was killed by Saddam Hussein's regime. Some people in the crowd speak of establishing an Islamic government. When American Staff Sergeant Larry Trimmer stopped in one school near the Tigris River, a crowd of locals followed him in. The sergeant asked about getting textbooks and electricity for the school, but one man interrupted to talk about that local leader, Saeed Abbas. The U.S. Marines say they suspect, though they can't prove, that all this protest is being financed by the government of nearby Iran. Iran is a Shia-dominated country, and for years it served as a haven for some of Iraq's Shia opposition leaders. Just yesterday, one of those leaders returned to Iraq. The first stop for Abdulaziz Hakim was this city of Qut. He met with Saeed Abbas, the man who says he's running the city. Speaking to his visitors yesterday, Abbas denied receiving support from Iran. He said, "We do have religious ties and relationships with Iran," but he insisted he is only working for democracy and for the future of Iraq. He never clearly said if he was or wasn't part of that Iran-based opposition group, and U.S. military officials say they're not reassured. This week, U.S. Marine officers went to see Abbas at City Hall, but they never made it into the door. That crowd of protesters was so noisy that the military decided the visit wasn't worth the trouble. The Marines suggest the protesters are mostly poor residents, paid a little money to chant. But one military officer adds that the U.S. may be watching the early stages of a political insurrection. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Al-Qut, Iraq.